Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Noncompliant, A Memoir, by Jennifer Santangelo. Is a contemporary memoir centered on mental illness, identity collapse, and the difficult work of recovery. The book presents Santangelo as a capable teacher, devoted mother, and person shaped by expectations of female strength before tracing a three-year decline from professional competence into a severe mental health crisis. Its purpose is not simply to recount suffering, but to examine the patterns that made collapse possible and the forms of renewal required afterward. The memoir uses the language of concentric patterns to frame repeated pressures, inherited roles, and life habits that must be recognized before they can be broken. Santangelo also critiques a culture that urges self-care while often providing little practical support to people in crisis. Written with a voice described as both sarcastic and empathetic, the book positions noncompliance as a necessary refusal of roles, systems, and expectations that damage psychological survival. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the collapse of the competent identity built around teaching. Motherhood and strength, a central tension in noncompliant, is the gap between outward competence and inner instability. Santangelo frames herself as someone who had been understood through socially admired roles, effective teacher, devoted mother, and strong woman. These roles matter because they can conceal distress rather than resolve it. The memoir suggests that capability can become a trap when it prevents others, and sometimes the person in crisis, from recognizing the seriousness of psychological strain. Professional fulfillment and family responsibility do not function as shields against mental illness. In the book, they are part of the life structure that eventually becomes unsustainable. This makes the memoir distinct from accounts that begin with obvious marginalization or visible dysfunction. Santangelo is interested in what happens when a person who appears to be succeeding cannot maintain the performance of stability. The breakdown is therefore not portrayed merely as a private failure. It exposes how social praise for endurance, productivity, and maternal strength can discourage honest need. The book asks readers to consider how identity can be both meaningful and burdensome when it is built around always being useful, composed, and reliable. Secondly, mental illness presented as a gradual descent rather than a single dramatic event. The memoir is described as chronicling a three-year descent from professional fulfillment to a total mental break, and that time frame is important to its understanding of illness. Santangelo does not appear to treat crisis as an isolated moment that arrives without context. Instead, the book emphasizes accumulation stressors build, coping patterns harden, and internal reality becomes increasingly difficult to manage. This approach allows the narrative to show mental illness as a process with texture rather than as a sudden plot twist. The phrase "strange truth of mental illness" points to the difficulty of explaining experiences that may feel clear to the sufferer while remaining confusing or invisible to others. By focusing on descent, the memoir can examine how a person continues functioning while losing stability, and how normal life can continue around a developing crisis. This matters for readers because many mental health struggles are recognized late, especially when the person affected remains outwardly productive. The book offers a realistic account of how breakdown can emerge through repeated compromises, untreated distress, and pressures that look manageable when viewed one at a time but become dangerous in combination. Thirdly, concentric patterns as a framework for inherited pressures and repeated survival habits. One of the book's specific images associated with non-compliant is the idea of concentric patterns. This metaphor suggests that life pressures do not move in a simple straight line. They repeat, widen, and return in recognizable shapes. In the context of the memoir, these patterns can include family expectations, gendered ideas of strength, professional obligations, and personal habits of endurance. The usefulness of the image is that it connects individual crisis to recurring structures without reducing the memoir to blame. A pattern can be inherited, reinforced, and personally maintained all at once. Santangelo appears to use this framework to ask what must be broken in order to survive. The point is not that every responsibility should be abandoned, but that repetition can become dangerous when it is never examined. A person may repeatedly accept burdens, silence distress, or perform resilience because those responses once seemed necessary. Over time, the same responses can contribute to collapse. The memoir, therefore, treats recovery as pattern recognition as much as symptom relief. Healing requires seeing the loops that organize behavior and deciding which of them can no longer be obeyed. Fourthly, a critique of self-care language without adequate support systems. Santangelo positions the memoir within a social world that tells people to take care of themselves while offering little concrete help. This critique is significant because it separates genuine care from slogans about personal responsibility. In many mental health narratives, recovery is described through individual insight, discipline, therapy, spirituality, or lifestyle changes. Non-compliant does not reject personal responsibility, but it appears to question what responsibility means when systems leave a person isolated. The book speaks to people who feel like powerless participants in larger structures, whether those structures are workplaces, medical systems, family roles, or cultural expectations. Its criticism is not merely that people are unkind, it is that the language of self-care can become a way for institutions and communities to avoid obligation. If a person is told to manage stress without meaningful time, resources, safety, or assistance, the advice can deepen shame. This gives the memoir a broader social dimension. Ah! Santangelo connects private breakdown to the environment around it, showing that recovery is not only a matter of internal change. It also depends on whether people in crisis are met with practical support rather than abstract encouragement. Lastly, non-compliance is survival, spiritual renewal, and refusal of damaging roles. The title Non-Compliant gives the memoir its central ethical stance. In ordinary institutional language, non-compliance often describes a patient or subject who refuses instructions. Santangelo appears to reclaim the term as a form of agency. In this context, becoming non-compliant does not mean rejecting all help or acting without responsibility. It means refusing patterns, expectations, and systems that demand continued obedience at the cost of psychological survival. This stance is linked to the book description of spiritual rebirth, which suggests that recovery requires more than a return to previous functioning. The goal is not simply to become the same productive person again, it is to surface with a different understanding of self, limits, and value. The memoir's voice, described as sarcastic and deeply empathetic, supports this stance by resisting sentimental simplification. Sarcasm allows anger and absurdity to remain visible, while empathy keeps the narrative connected to others who share similar burdens. Non-compliance becomes both personal and communal, a way to name the refusal required when ordinary compliance has become harmful. The result is a recovery narrative grounded in rupture, discernment, and redefinition. In conclusion, Non-Compliant is best suited for readers interested in memoirs about mental health, professional burnout, motherhood, and the pressure to appear strong while privately unraveling. It may be especially meaningful for educators, caregivers, and people who have experienced the mismatch between public competence and private distress. The practical benefit of the book lies in its attention to patterns. It encourages readers to notice repeated forms of endurance, silence, and over-responsibility that can become psychologically damaging. Intellectually, it offers a critique of self-care culture by asking what happens when personal resilience is demanded in the absence of reliable support. Compared with many mental health memoirs, its distinguishing feature is the concept of non-compliance as recovery language. Rather than presenting healing as simple restoration, Santangelo frames it as a refusal to keep obeying roles and systems that contributed to collapse. The book also stands out through its combination of sarcasm and empathy, which allows it to address suffering without becoming either detached or overly sentimental. Because available public information about the book is limited, it is most accurately positioned as a personal, pattern-focused memoir rather than a clinical guide. Readers should approach it for lived experience, emotional recognition, and reflective insight, not for diagnostic instruction or universal prescriptions. If you would like to support Jennifer Santangelo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.